Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 to 2pm.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, good day. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. I'm your host, Joe Molinaggi, for the next 2 hours. Thanks very much for Gavin and Choco for another couple of hours of important revision, folks. Yes, indeed. And I should just let you know that I've come all the way from Bunurong country, across the Birrarung with a choo-choo train and my bike. And now I'm in Wurwurrung country, Smith Street, Fitzroy, folks. Yes, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Contemplate that one, folks. Anyway, music for the next 2 hours will comprise of many new tunes, fresh from 2022 and even the last couple of months and the last few days. And yes, there will also be tunes from, you know, the Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, and the diasporas that are here in the Southern Hemisphere. And some quiet music, some joyous music, and some contemplative music. And and I'm going to have a guest around about 12:30. I'm going to have Alison Richards talking about the Constantine Project that's going to be happening very, very, very soon, next weekend, in fact. And we'll see what that is all about. I think there might be some animals involved as well. I don't know, something like that. But anyway, Alison will give us the rundown around about 12:30, folks. So see what I can squeeze in today. It's a bit all over the place, but it's all some very nice stuff. And some, like I said, some stuff that's come very, very recently, including the first track for today from Urimal. You know him well. This is a brand new tune, and it's called Dalawai Bay, I believe. Here it is. Thank you.
one sweet bed called by morning time. Dango that I am now. I don't know about Dango ya, but he got Ballyon.
Yeah. Tiokasi chatanzi wiki paha michaje. I'm from the Lakota Nation in the geographical center of North America that we call Turtle Island. And community radio is about your community, your heart, which 3CR Community Radio is right here at 85.5 AM. So it is digital, and I'm presuming you can go worldwide with it. People are listening in America to you, so talk back, Australia, to the earth. Peace with earth. Thank you. Teokas and Ghost Horse, Community Radio is your love.
Yes, folks, I started off today's episode of Music Sans Frontières with some tunes from First Nations artists from so-called North America. There is that connection. We just heard there from Jeremy Dutcher, who is an academic, but also a historian and collecting songs from his language. And specifically this particular record, which I think was his debut record, it's a different language. So bear with me. It's Walestokikik, People of the Beautiful River, which is Lintuwankasunwa. So, and that's totally made that up almost. You'll have to see the playlist that we publish on the Music Science Frontier's Facebook page and also the program page at 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers to get the correct spelling, and you can try pronouncing it yourself. But I saw Jeremy Dutch. What I was going to say is that he was able to get some old cylinder wax. I think they're wax recordings. Using that, and I think some of that you heard in that particular piece, and it's featured throughout this whole record, came out in 2018, and was really honoured to see Jeremy Dutcher perform at Mona Foma over there in Launceston in Tasmania. I didn't know anything about him before that, so that's a joy sometimes getting out to these festivals, especially something like Mona Foma, who puts things out there for you. That particular tune was Knut, and once again, I'm not sure how you say Q in that language as well. Before that, we had, I just thought I'd revisit in context, the record Our Native Daughters. It's a record, Songs of Our Native Daughters. So both of these records are available on Bandcamp. That tune is called Music and Joy, and and it features four artists. Of First Nation and African descendant in what you know as North America. And that one specifically was Rhiannon Giddens, and she was involved in that. Big banjo players, of course. And once again, it was great seeing Rhiannon Giddens at WAM Adelaide. It was 2020. Can you believe that? I keep forgetting. It's amazing, isn't it? So you also had Jamie Dick on drums, Dirk Powell on acoustic guitar, and Jason Cypher on bass. So that's a really great record if you want to check that one out for yourselves as well. And before that, we had this is a brand new recording, Come Away by the Music Coordinator. Very exciting stuff. It's called Cree Country. It's the First Nation artist who is Cree. Thompson Highway, and it features the vocals of Patricia Cano, and this record is brand new. It's called Cree Country, and it's quite extraordinary. That particular tune was Omakapikuk, When It's Winter, and there's a fantastic story to this one, which I will just quickly go into it. It's when it's winter, this is the words actually, folks. When it's winter, there is snow everywhere, but when it's spring, the snow disappears. When it's summer, the sun shines. But in the fall, autumn, the earth will soon sleep. Life on this earth, it works the same way. You were born, you live, but in the fall, autumn, you too begin to die. You were born, you live, but in the fall, you too begin to die. Well, that's a bit of reality. That's all. Just a bit of reality. So stay tuned. Maybe we're going to have a chat with Thompson Highway in coming weeks. Hopefully on Black and Deadly on Friday mornings with Bungellini. That'll be really exciting if that happens. And we began the show with the brand new track from Yurimal. It's called Dullywoy Bay. So there, folks. Moving right along. We're going to go very local here in so-called Melbourne. Penelope Swales released this single just recently too, also available on Bandcamp. And this is called Cambridge Analytica, Only While They Need You.
Can't you see you're being played for fools? Can't you see you're being used by those grey, ambitious men who seek to redefine the rules? Who encourage you to feel so bruised? They will follow you and lead you. They will court you, dog whistle you and feed you, but only while they need you. Can't you smell danger in the air? It's not what they're telling you. Stranger, that compassion isn't fair. Look beyond the line they're setting you. They will stroke your anger. They will stoke your panic to invoke their own agenda.
but only while they need you. These are the days when Lord Commander Marmalade rides to glory on ignorance and fear. And Dutton's super ministry scares the bejesus out of me. Can you not see a pattern? I've resisted melodrama, but wanting to weaken my own arguments. That just a little lately, yeah, I'm really starting to wonder if the logical trajectory of where my country's taken me isn't more terrifying than the past. 'Cause this is the age when Lord Commander Marmalade rides to glory on ignorance and fear. And Dutton's super ministry scares the bejesus out of me. Can you not see a pattern here? And now tell you you're the ones who are suffering. Now tell you your values are being undermined. Now tell you anything they need to eat to get that marginal seat over the line. Nationalism, congratulate me, yes indeed you. Analyze the data, anticipate and read you, but only while they need you. Only while they still need you. Only till they no longer need to. Oh,
Remember that tune, folks? That's the Dilly All-Stars with Liberdade. And just a little reminder that the Dilly All-Stars and guests will be celebrating their 20th anniversary of East Timor independence on Sunday, the 22nd of May, from 3 p.m. down there at Mimo Music Hall in St. Kilda. So, yes, and guests will include David Bridie, the Timorese Cultural Group, the students, Timor-Leste Students Choir, and Cisco and Son, and maybe some other surprises. So there you go, folks. If you're in the area, maybe best to book. Go to the memomusichall.com.au website and book if you are so inclined. And before that, we had Penelope Swales with some little pre-election advice from a brand new single available on Bandcamp. It's called Cambridge Analytica. In brackets, only while they need you. I've just recently got some CDs sent to me via Lollyshop Records in Berlin, Germany. Some records from Hungary and Romania. And this is a group called Multimult, and it's available on Bandcamp if you want to check it out. It's new and then sounds, but also I'm going to play that afterwards. But also I had this this act called New and Apa Niagara, so it's a bit of a collaboration from a record that came out back in 2010 on Lollipop. It is Lollipop Shop Records in Berlin, out of Germany. And just to get in the mood for the next interview that I'm going to have with Alison Richards in a few moments' time, I thought I'd play this. This piece called How Is My Romanian? Primul Cantat al Coxlo, and it's basically Rooster's First Singing.
Thank you.
Where did I take you there, listener? Where did I take you there? Took you to an obscure group out of Romania, a record that came out in 2010 called Discan Catcul Ape Negre. My Romanian is very poor. Maybe next time I have Nela Trifkovic on the line, she can help me out with some pronunciation. Perhaps. But at the moment, I've got patiently waiting. I have Alison Richards, who has apparently written the words down for this particular project that involves Sare Luminado. And it's called The Constantine Project. It's Grandmother's Tongue, an original song cycle about chickens, people and migration. Welcome to Music, Science, Frontiers and 3CR, Alison.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having me. It's great to be here.
Pleasure. Now, I've seen Sare Luminado perform quite a few times. And is this the first time you've collaborated with them?
Well, I'm not strictly collaborating with Sarai as such.
Yes.
I'm collaborating with Nella, who has written some amazing music for this song cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And the ensemble also includes Ernie Gruner, who, as you know, is one of the co-founders of Sarai.
Mm.
But the rest of the ensemble are new, really wonderful singers and musicians,
mm-hmm.
A number of whom have worked with Nella before in the past.
Mm.
Dave Howell actually went to Whopper with Nella back in the day.
Abby Morris, Australia.
Yeah, Eva Glover has worked with Nella. Justine Anderson has worked with Nella before. And then there's Gemma Horbury, who is a great mate. And Joy Lee on piano. Now, Joy's worked with Justine and so on and so on. Anyway,
that's good.
So it's a new ensemble.
Excellent.
Brought together for this song cycle, which is stage two of the amazing Constantine Project.
Mm. And it's also brought to us by the Boîte, presented.
It is brought to us by the Boîte. The first stage of the project back in 2019 to 21, which was really heavily COVID interrupted.
Of course.
At that stage, we were working on the visuals, the design, puppetry, and that stage was auspiced. We got some funding from the City of Stonington, and it was auspiced through a theatre company called Black Hole Theatre. But then now this stage is very much music focused.
Mm.
And so it's
right up my alley, perhaps.
Yes, I hope so, Joe. I hope, and people out there listening as well.
Yeah.
So what we've done is bring together a bunch of the songs that Nella and I have been working on and turned them into a concert event. There's a little bit of storytelling as well. There is a very special hen puppet. but it's a music-based event. And, it's great to be working with the Boîte, who kindly auspiced us. We've got funding from the City of Melbourne Arts Grants. We did a crowdfunding campaign through the Australian Cultural Fund. We've been lucky and got some wonderful, private donations. Mm. So, we're getting there.
Well, I guess it's always been part of the story, but actually probably more significant over the last couple of years to go through that process with funding and crowdfunding. I guess just to take it back, Alison, it's the Constantine Project. For people that didn't obviously see the first part, where did this all originate from?
So who or what is Constantine? Okay. Constantine is a mythical figure. So we're in a kind of mysterious, unspecified part of Eastern Europe. It's all, the whole feel of it is very much derived from Slavic folktales.
Mm.
And Constantine is the loudest rooster in the village. In fact, he's the loudest rooster in Poland and Latvia and Lithuania.
I wonder whether that rooster made an appearance in that little piece of music I played beforehand, but you never know.
you never know. And anyway, Constantine he kind of emerged out of conversations I was having with the designer, Dagmarek Jeszczor, who is Polish. And she and I worked together on a previous project, The Book of Revelations, which was a show about dementia. And then we were mucking around going, all right, what are we going to do next? And both of us are very keen on, you know, fairy tale, folk tradition. And we started to get interested in how we could subvert that for, you know, and bring it into a contemporary context.
Sure.
So the character of Constantine the Rooster, he comes, there's a big tradition of roosters being symbols of courage and cheekiness and, you know, roosters appear in folk traditions, you know, right across. But then when you start to look at it, it's actually really interesting because how did roosters get to this place where we all think they're ours, you know? And it turns out that chickens are actually illegal immigrants.
What? This is extraordinary. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, chickens are flightless jungle fowl from Southeast Asia. They actually come from Indonesia, Vietnam. you know how some chickens are called bantam?
Yes.
Well, that's because they come from the port of Batam.
Well, there you go.
Which is in Indonesia. So we begin there's this whole kind of mysterious history that then emerges because chickens got to Europe, we think maybe via Egypt, before Europe knew Southeast Asia even existed.
Well, that's just incredible, isn't it? I thought everything came from the central part of Europe.
Yeah, well, of course, so does everybody who comes from Central Europe.
Indeed.
But so we're being a bit cheeky here.
Yeah,
so
good.
So we're locating. We start in the village, but of course, the village in the middle of the middle is actually in the middle of a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of the story. We're in the middle of a war. We're in the middle of, you know, people having to stand up against oppression. We're in the middle of, you know, everything, really.
Indeed.
So, in a way, it's great to be on your program because this play is absolutely about no borders, you know. Stories don't have borders.
Yeah.
And the things we think we own turn out to have a lot,
you know,
to be a lot more complicated than we thought they were.
Totally.
And et cetera.
Yes.
So that's really what we've been playing with. And, in fact, to the point where the figure of Constantine the Rooster never actually appears. He's not a character. He's an idea.
Mm.
So it begins to be about, well, heroes. Why have we treated these roosters as a hero? What does that mean? And what are we actually doing, by the way, to chickens while we're at it? So the treatment, the migration of chickens and the treatment of chickens becomes a metaphor for a whole bunch of other things about slavery and exploitation and rules and things that happen without rules and so on and so forth. So really that's where we're at. It's a very rich motherload of story.
Mm-hmm.
So my character, Bubcha, the grandmother, she's pretty Polish, but she's also a refugee, and so's the chicken, and et cetera.
Well, that's a fantastic story and summary, Alison. I really appreciate that. I certainly wouldn't have been able to do that. But there's totally lots of relevant angles there, colonization as well, and rewriting the stories from a conquered situation and stuff. So yeah, I think we're very fortunate that we have creatives in this town, albeit that they've come from different areas of this continent to live in Melbourne, and really, really appreciate it. And that's why I love living in this town and having the absolute honour and privilege to present a radio program like Music Science Frontiers and speak to people like yourself and Nela Trifkovic. So,
Well, that's fantastic.
You.
I mean, the point is really that we are all immigrants.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's always important to remember that we are on colonised land. It wasn't ours. Mm. And there are all kinds of stories here already. We bring our stories and we can share our stories and include. Mm. But it is actually about opening our eyes and our ears.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the music is a whole other story because the magnificent Nela Trifkovic, who, as you know, can draw on a huge horizon of traditions from Bosnian Sevda music, Jewish music, and she's also classically trained.
Yeah.
So the music is a wonderful. It's really original,
fantastic.
Challenging. She's just fantastic at orchestration. We've got amazing rhythms. It's actually all quite hard.
Oh well, that's the challenge, and it's we all you know take on projects and we freak out about it. We get excited about it. We freak out about it. And then stuff happens. So it's
well, that's great. True. Yes. And it's just going to be such a good time. I mean, the music is so engaging and, you know, rich, and we just can't wait to share it. Am I allowed to do a promo about when it's on?
Oh, you definitely have to. I was going to – that was a segue for me to even
you
tell the
that.
Listener.
You know, you that do
it's,
that,
it's going to be in a couple of weekends' time, 5 p.m. on Sunday, May the 22nd. At the Mission to Seafarers Victoria, down there at 717 Flinders Street, Docklands. It's an extraordinary building if you've never been there before. And also, if that doesn't suit you, there's going to be another performance on the Monday evening at 6 p.m., but that will also be live streamed, that second session. So, I think that people should book for this one.
Please come along. This is, you know, it's taken us such a rocky road to get here, and it will be just we can't wait to share this.
No, it's the way you described it, Alison. It's fantastic, and it's worthy of a big stage and a great audience. So there's a couple of opportunities, different opportunities for you to experience this, folks. So you can go to the BWAT website, BWAT.com.au, and even book through there, I would imagine.
Yeah, you can go to events on the BWAT webpage or at Try Booking. Just key in Constantin and you'll get us.
Yeah, and that's with a K. K-O-N-S-T-A-N. Constantin.
Well, there's a bit of a debate about I say it a bit Russian-y, but we're Constantin. We're saying it's okay.
It's language. I mean, you should have heard me struggling trying to pronounce some a Cree song and even that Romanian piece just before I spoke to you. So, you know, that's my problem.
I've got a good Romanian mate. I'll put you on.
Thank you very much. Hey, Alison, it's been an absolute pleasure having a yarn with you, and I don't want to tell the listener too much because you've already really painted a wonderful scene of what potentially can happen. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to use their imagination. That's pretty scary, I know, for some, but, you know, that's the way it is.
well, that's right. But there's also joy and resilience and generosity and the fact that, you know, we are on that journey.
Indeed.
And we take care of each other while we're doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to play, because obviously this is an original piece and it's not, you know, it's just nothing's out recorded and everything. I'm going to play a tune that Nela suggested from the Sada Illuminata record that came out, back in 2015 now, Nightingales in the Rose Garden. And it's the last track on the record called Modra Rijeka, Bruised River. It's from the Songboat, which, it's pretty much relevant to what we're talking about now, what we've been talking about. So, Alison, I hope to see you on Sunday.
Oh, that'll be lovely, Joe.
In a couple of Sundays, that is.
I'll get the chicken to weigh.
And I'll make sure there's no roosters, but you never know. They're cheeky buggers, those things, aren't they?
They are. They just keep popping up.
All right. Thanks, Alison. All the best.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. All right.
Bye.
Is a couple more tunes, one from Romania and the other one from Hungary. Multi Mult and Uzgin Uva are the two acts.
Thank you.
Hey there, this is Nella, the singer of Sara Illuminada, and you're listening to 3CR 855 AM, and you're listening to Musique Sans Frontières.
Thank you. madness got to hold your ground. Won't let you down. Even if you left, had to sort things out. Won't let you down. اللي يوجعني بقلبي فراق الخلان وردي كيف فتح ما سكر معه بذبلان كشف لعن بتاريخك على ابو الزعلان بكره بيغرقوا بالطوف وكل ولادك حتشوف طردوي نجوم بسماك لما يشبكوا بصفوف سمعنا هدي عنا وللسفينة لا تلومني ولا تقولني هذا لا يكفي ما هو انت لازم تيجي وتشبك بدينا Out here is madness got to hold your ground
Connected like plug sockets, love profit, wanna mug us off, bruv, we must stop it. One topic, low key and 47, unlock it. One topic, low key and 47, unlock it. Exploiting our difference, they poison the infants. A voice from the distance, our choice is resistance. Parasites wanna snatch a life, so I slap them twice when I grab the mic. Nationalize, I act the Kareem Carson when we fraternize. Revenge of the pedagogues, censorship never stops. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell the cops. Sent to offend the mob, lengthen the renaissance. Heroes getting shot. Left to rock, legends lost.
Out here it's madness, got to hold your ground.
Yes, indeed, folks. You've just been listening to 47 Soul from their record Semetics. Is it? Yeah, Semetics, of course. And that came out, when did that come out? I reckon at least only a couple of years ago, 2020. It's available on Bandcamp. Check it out. And that tune is called Hold Your Ground featuring Lowkey. Before that, we had a Hungary-based act called Uzgin Uver. Who knows how I say that correctly. The track is Shirat Haham, featuring the vocals of Polly Flo, and I think that was in Yiddish. And you can check that out also on Bandcamp. The record is called Patak, P-A-T-A-K. Came out in 2018 via Lollipop Shop Records in Berlin, Germany. Before that, we had the act Multul Mult out of Romania, available on Bandcamp as well, same record label. The record's called Now and Then, New Sounds from an Old World. and that was Manyo Din Kliakiani, and I've totally made that up, and in brackets, Oriental Song from the town of Kliakiani, and that is in Romania. There you go. And I think we might have been having that bracket with Sara Illuminato with their tune Modra Rijeka, Bruised River from the Songboat. And that came out on the record Nightingales in the Rose Garden back in 2015. All those recordings are available on Bandcamp. You can check them out at the Facebook page of Music Sans Frontiers, and also the web page on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au/Music Sans Frontiers, where the last few episodes of Music Sans Frontiers are available for your listening pleasure. And you'll be able to download a podcast of this particular episode presented by me, Joe Malignaggi. We're well and truly over the halfway point, and I'm definitely under halfway of the music I want to play. But I've got some important announcements that you need to listen to, perhaps, folks. Ooh, let's have a look here. Just for the time being.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
Join Free Palestine Melbourne in remembering the Nakba at a vigil at the State Library at 12 midday on Sunday the 15th of May. Nakba means catastrophe in Arabic and commemorates the displacement and ethnic cleansing of more than 700,000 Palestinians from their homes to create the State of Israel in 1948. The Nakba continues with refugees from 1948 still living in refugee camps and more Palestinians being displaced as Israeli settlements continue to be built on stolen Palestinian land. The event will include naming and acknowledging many of the towns and villages destroyed by Israel. Nakba Day Vigil, midday, Sunday, the 15th of May, on the steps of the State Library of Victoria. Free Palestine Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Online and in cinema. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival will be running online from the 1st to the 31st of July and at Cinema Nova from the 21st to the 31st of July. Canvassing the world's best docos from South by Southwest, Tribeca and Hot Docs, as well as the best Australian content. Check out the lineup and book today at mdff.org.au or cinemanova.com.au. The Melbourne Documentary Film Festival is a 3CR supporter.
And we continue on with the program now, folks. Music Science Frontiers. Local artist, musician Claire Deake has contacted me via music coordinator recently and put together Volume 2 of For Ukraine, a collection of artists, instrumental and combinations. And I'm going to play you a couple of pieces from this recently put together compilation. All money raised will go to the cause. And should I know quickly? It's come out via the Record Headphone Commute in New York. And this particular recording from Claire Deake, it mentions it's a busted lullaby of sorts, a call to arms for our ancestors to rise up. I was thinking about my family and all the crap they already had to put up with. My dad came here as a Ukrainian refugee in the 40s. So here is Claire Deake with her piece, A Million Cloaked Ghosts. You can check this out also on Bandcamp, folks, For Ukraine, Volume 2. Thank you. You're listening to Music Sans Frontières on 3CR. Talking over, but I just want to give you a bit of a gig guide. This is you listen to Andrew Tuttle, a brand new single called Overnight's a Weekend, and the story to this is basically just, you know, an instrumental, meditative, cosmic Australiana, special guest Steve Gunn, Michael A. Mueller, both from the USA, French violinist Aurel Ferrier, and this guy from Brisbane on sax, Andrew Tuttle, is, if I remember correctly, based in Brisbane themselves. Okay, there's just a couple of gigs. Wendy Rule playing at 303. This Saturday, 14th of May, and the Suki Lounge on Thursday, the 12th of May. Mindy Meng Wang, Southside Festival, Franks and Arts Centre, Thursday, 12th and 5th, presenting her piece, her brand new commission called Why. Certainly talks about COVID. Well, the visuals and music is based around that. Lauren Cherie, First Nation artist, having an EP launch at the retreat this Friday night as well. They play the ukulele. There's a bit of other music happening. Son Kuba playing at the retreat on Sunday, 3 p.m. if you're that way inclined or in the area. And also that might do us for the time being. And yes, before Andrew Tuttle, we had a track from the For Ukraine compilation record, Volume 2, which has just come out a week ago. Richie Sakamoto and Ilya Bondarenko. It's called Peace for Ilya. And basically, it's come out on that label, I said, Headphone Commute in New York. And Richie Sakamoto collaborated with the young Ukrainian violinist, Ilya Bondarenko, who apparently had a clip go viral at the outbreak of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So there, and we began that with a piece from Claire Deake, a local artist here in the so-called Melbourne, and from the same record For Ukraine, Volume 2, A Million Cloaked Ghosts. And that was her version. And yes, available on Bandcamp. And now another brand new record, I think actually released today. Yes, I think actually today. Oh no, just the other day, 6th of May. But this is The Twins, yes, Ibe with Sangoma from their brand new record. What's it called? Spell 31. Yes, that's a little bit quiet, folks. And you're listening to 3CR, Music Science Frontiers. I'm your host, Jamal Anaji.
Spirit, our prophet, the open sea is calling me. Strange island, the mountain, moon in retrograde. Oh, we'll be like Sangoma, we'll be like Sangoma.
There's nothing left to do. I tried to remind her of good times, but she says that I am blind. Well, I'm reaching out. Oh, could you take my hand? Why you're leaving now, I just don't understand. I'm warm and she's cold, It's nothing new, let the truth be told. But we fell in love with Eve. Now it's so damn hard to leave. Thought we were something no one could have planned. Why you're leaving now, I just don't understand. I'm falling, I'm calling, I stumble to your door. You're hurting, but certain that you don't want no more. Try to be what you need right now. You're not telling, you're not talking. You could tell me how. There's nothing left to do. I tried to remind her of good times, but she said that I am blind.
That's an artist based in Sydney, Evan Yakko, with a brand new single called Bad Dreams off a soon-to-be-released record, Inspirational Stories. And we began that little set with Ibeyi, Lisa Kainde and Naomi Diaz, twins. So you've got the Afro-Cuban-France connection with their piece Sun Goma from their brand new record Spell 31, available on Bandcamp. And coming up next is a little bracket of music from that place, South America. We've got Queen of Hearts. Their recently released record, Memories, that came out in 2021, is now available on vinyl. And a beautiful illustration on the front cover. So there you go. And brand new single from Vanessa Estrada also. And local group Son Cuba as well, that I mentioned, they've got a gig coming up too. So that's coming up right now.
Tierra. Se ha llevado tu calor, tu presencia ya no está. logramos entendernos sin hablar. Me diste con caricias amor, daría hasta la vida por verte
las lagunas. ¿A dónde irán a vivir los ¿Por qué ellos están allí cuidándote, madre agua, mamá yacha?
Que la tierra se muera, mejor párate y sacúdete la tela y la flojera. Que esta lucha es verdadera. No aguanto un minuto de espera. No aguanto un minuto de espera.
Lightening it up, bringing it back. But the tune you just heard then was from Vanessa Estrada, brand new, featuring Frecuencia Nativa, Aqua Libra. It lets us know about the corruption going on with the use of water in Chile and pretty much all of South America. And got to do something about it, folks, somehow. We'll get there. Yes, indeed. And just repeating that the band you listen to now, Son Cuba, playing at the retreat this Sunday, 15th of May, from 3 p.m. And before Vanessa Estrada, we had the Queen of Hearts with their tune Quiero, featuring Elizabeth Obando there on vocals. So that's from their brand, well, their record from 2021, but it's out on vinyl now, folks, called Memories. So this what you listen to now is Son Cuba with their single Bruca Manigua, and that just came to me just the other day via the music coordinator here at 3CR, folks.
No puedo vivir.
mute the one up.
Reggae en español es muy especial, algo sobrenatural. Fantasías que sanes mis heridas. Oh, oh, oh.
Y poder volar, volar juntos hacia el más allá. Y poder volar, volar juntos hasta el final.
Prometo estar contigo y abrigarte por las noches cuando sientas frío, amor. Llevemos esto con calma, vamos a darle un poco de sentido a esto que siente el alma. Yo quiero saber más de ti, tus historias que te hacen reír. Quiero aprenderme tus pasos de baile, sentirme en el aire. Yo quiero hacerte feliz.
E non ci dormi quando
I've come to the end of this episode of Music Science Frontiers. I've been your host, Joe Malinaggi, for the last 2 hours. You're listening to an act called IDR, Italian Doc Remix. The tune is Sona e Battente, dub. This is a very different track to the rest of the record, but I just sort of go in well with what I was in the mood. The record's called Pandemonium, recorded in September 2019. Officially released 2022, just recently. Shout out to Roger Holdsworth at the Global Village over there at PBS for letting me know about this particular act and some other things that I'll just have to wait till next week to feature for you. And yeah, we heard before that this, we had the Gimo Club coming out of Colorado, LA with the tune Vola Vola. That's a single. Son Cuba with Bruca Manigua and Vanessa Estrada. But anyway, stay tuned for some opera if you like that. Great voices. In a couple more minutes' time, I'll leave you with this particular tune from IDR, Italian Doc Remix. I might sneakily put in something which will put you into the mood perhaps for some opera singing in a few moments' time. Stay tuned for 3CR. I think Therese or Leah will be back with you next week on Music Science Frontiers. Get out and check out the music, folks. Ciao.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.